Hello everyone, welcome to the Mobile Development Podcast Series by TNTech Innovative of 99X. I am Darna Rodrigo and today I'll be the host of this podcast. So today we are having the third episode of our Mobile Application Development Podcast Series and it will be about Xamarin. Xamarin is an open source platform for building modern and performant applications for iOS, Android and Windows with .NET. So today, I have an expert on the field joining us to discuss about Xamarin. Let's say hi to Varsha Kiringoda, a software engineer from 99X. Hi Varsha, how are you doing?
Hello Daruna, I'm doing great.
So why don't you give us a small introduction about yourself?
Yes Daruna. So I've been working at 99X for almost 1.5 years now. And I'm coming from a web development background and the current project I'm involved in is also a web-based one, but I got the chance to work with hybrid mobile development with Xamarin in the same project.
Okay, cool. So let's go to the first set of questions then, Varsha. First of all, can you explain us what Xamarin really is and why should we choose it for a mobile application development project?
Of course, Darana. The technology or the framework you use to build an application depends on your requirements and the skill set you have. Xamarin is a framework by Microsoft which gives you the possibility to create both hybrid and native mobile apps. And the speciality is you can create these apps with C# and .NET framework. So Xamarin works as an abstract layer which communicates between a shareable code and the platform-specific code. So without coding your native apps in Java, Kotlin or Swift, you can use C# and .NET. So if you are coming from a .NET or C# based development background, Xamarin is a great option for you to build hybrid apps without the need of learning a new language.
Most of the people have a confusion between what is Xamarin and what is Xamarin Forms. So can you give us a brief understanding about this?
Yes, Darana. Even I had the same questions when starting with Xamarin. Xamarin Android and Xamarin iOS are referred as Xamarin Native. So it's the traditional way of Xamarin development. This provides individual tools for Android and iOS development. In Xamarin Native, we can use logic layer and all the below layers as shared code. But the UI layer is developed completely native for the platform, iOS, Android. So you can give your app pretty much the same feel of a native app. And we can say Xamarin Forms is the next step of traditional Xamarin, where we make the UI code also shareable. So UI layer becomes an abstract layer to share between all native platforms.
So Varsha, how can we decide which to choose from those Xamarin Forms and Xamarin Native?
Yes, if we consider the development time, code maintainability, and other things like that, Xamarin Forms is a better option because most of the code is shared. But if you consider the UI complexity, UX, and the complex functionalities which include hardware built-in features, it's much more easier in Xamarin Native. Because in Xamarin Native, it is already using native code for UI handling. But of course, you can customize these things through APIs in Xamarin Forms as well, but it will require much more coding. For an example, if we take something like the native toolbar, you only have to add the toolbar when you're using Xamarin Native. But when you're using Xamarin Forms, and if you want the user to feel the difference between iOS and Android, you'll have to work with a bit more customization. So what you choose will depend on your requirement.
Thanks for that detailed explanation, Varsha. So my next question is, what is the structure of a Xamarin Forms project?
Yes, when you create a new project, you'll get three separate projects. One project will be the shared code, and in there you'll have both shared UI and as well as the shared app logic. Then you'll be able to identify two other projects, each containing platform-specific code with the .iOS and .Android extensions. These projects respectively reference Xamarin iOS SDK and Xamarin Android SDK, which allows you to access all native APIs of these platforms. For the iOS project, the starting point is the app delegates, and for Android, it is the main activity. So by using the lifecycle method on create, you initialize the Xamarin Forms inside that method.
So I've noticed that Xamarin Essentials plays a significant part of Xamarin project. So can you explain what Xamarin Essentials are?
Yes, Darren. Xamarin Essentials is a library that is providing APIs to access platform-specific code using C#. When we are using Xamarin Native, we normally access the native APIs going through the native framework. For an example, when using Xamarin Android, what you'll do is using Java libraries, you access the APIs like geolocation, camera, and so on. But with Xamarin Essentials, you can do the same thing, but with C# code. So it's kind of like an advancement from the Xamarin Native side to be more abstract.
So Varsha, can you explain to me about how we work with the UI in Xamarin?
Yes, Dharana. We do this with XAML. We can create our pages with different kinds of layouts like grid and relative layout, etc. with XAML. Because of XAML, Xamarin generally uses MVVM architecture. MVVM is shortened for Model View View Model. In here, model basically means our data, and view is the UI we create with XAML, and the view model is the layer in between, where we manipulate our data and handle UI commands.
When talking about MVVM, I think it's important to know about how data binding happens in Xamarin.
Yes, Dharan, that's right. Xamarin data binding has two main components, source and the target. One is the binding context, while the other one is the bindable object. This target and the source can change based on the data binding mode you're using. It can be one-way binding, where the binding will be applied from our C# code to our UI element, or two-way binding, where it happens in both directions. And then we also have one-time binding and one-way to source binding. And another cool thing is we have view-to-view binding, where both source and the targets are derivatives of the view-based class. In MVVM, your view model is the binding context, and the UI element's property, like the text property of a label element, is the bindable object.
That was a really good explanation, Varsha. So, can you tell me about the pros and cons of Xamarin in general?
Yes, Dharana. For pros, I can say it's cross-platform. So, as developers, when you're using Xamarin Forms, you don't need to know all the native language, because of the single tech stack. And with Xamarin Native, you can get the native feel to the app without a lot of customization. And you have shareable code, and there's a good documentation from Microsoft. For drawbacks, of course, for Xamarin Forms, you'll need to do a little bit more customization to get the native feel for the app. Then for Xamarin Native, you'll need to know a little bit of the native tech stack. And a drawback in general is, in soon future, you'll stop getting support for Xamarin.
Can you explain a bit what you meant when you said the Xamarin will stop getting support?
Yes. Microsoft is in the process of taking all their development under .NET 6 now. So, for the cross-platform application development, they have introduced a new framework called MAUI. MAUI is shortened for Multi-Platform App UI. And with that, Microsoft has announced that they'll be stopping the support for Xamarin by 2024, meaning they'll no longer be getting updates, fixes, or online technical assistance for Xamarin from 2024. But that doesn't mean you have to stop developing with Xamarin. Your existing applications will be maintainable.
But what should we do if we need our existing Xamarin application to grow?
Yes, if you need to keep upgrading your application, you can migrate it to MAUI easily. Xamarin Native projects should be upgraded to .NET SDK style projects, and for Xamarin Forms, you should be upgrading it to .NET MAUI.
So since Xamarin will be replaced by MAUI, what has improved in MAUI compared to Xamarin?
The first thing you will notice is there's one shared code base. A lot of code has been reduced in MAUI. Unlike in Xamarin multi-project solution, there's one project, and inside that project we have a separate folder to handle platform specifics. You have the .NET MAUI Essentials library equivalent to the Xamarin Essentials. And since it's all under .NET, you can directly use the .NET commands for your MAUI project. and you can access native API directly from C# code. And the startup of the project is program.cs, which is very similar to a .NET Core project.
So will it be easy or difficult to adjust to a MAUI? So someone who has been doing Xamarin development?
No, Dharna, it's really easy because it's pretty similar. MAUI is also using XAML for the UI. And because of that, the main architecture used here is again MVVM. And the concept of binding context, bindable object, and the different modes of bindings is also pretty much the same. So it's really easy.
Okay, Varsha, that was a fantastic discussion. Thank you so much for this exciting discussion about Xamarin and also MAUI. So I think we all got many doubts cleared from today's discussion. So then we'll wrap up our today's session. It's me, Dharan, signing off from TN Tech Podcast Series. Until that, we meet again in another interesting podcast series. Stay safe and goodbye.